This is Radio Superior 1943, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1943. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1943. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
It's 6 o'clock standard wartime, Saturday, March 27th, 1943. This is station KUWS broadcasting from the head of the Great Lakes in Superior, Wisconsin. Jack McKenna here, reminding you that rumors aid the Axis. Lou Martin is in with the news, too, including the shortwave world roundup. Harriet Farag has community events and an update on her welding classes. And we'll play the best swing music for your enjoyment, folks. Now, Lou Martin with the Firestone Store's 6 o'clock news. The Firestone Spring Sale with free Victory Garden booklets and work gloves for just 15 cents a pair at stores in Superior and Duluth. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. Fighting in North Africa remains desperate for the Afrika Korps, but General Rommel's troops are holding their own. Allied aerial attacks continue in the Pacific, and new Nazi troops are massing against the Soviet Red Army. We begin our World Shortwave Radio Roundup tonight with Eddie Gilmore. Come in, Moscow.
This is Soviet Russia calling. Associated Press correspondent Eddie Gilmore calling from Moscow. In a desperate move to crack stubborn Red Army defenses, Germany is massing fresh troops, a big force of artillery, and a large concentration of air power. This new massing is in the Donets River battlefront near Belgorod, and not in the area of the heaviest Red Army offensive. The Soviet vanguard is pushing toward Smolensk, now just 30 miles from the city. The push toward Smolensk is on a tundra marked by slush, ice, and mud. A war bulletin says fighting breached the outer defenses of this Nazi garrison city. In many cases, the combat is now hand-to-hand. This is Moscow calling Allied headquarters in North Africa. Come in, Virgil Pinkley in Tunisia.
Allied headquarters, North Africa calling. Tunisia calling, your correspondent Virgil Pinkley here. Concerted countermeshes by Axis armor and infantry is creating a very confused situation here. General Bernard Montgomery's British 8th Army is rammed into the Moret Line, a natural defense that stands between Rommel's Afrika Korps and the Mediterranean seaport city of Gade. Although Nazi forces are plugging the hole in the Moret Line today, the fierce fighting is not allowing the Germans to advance to the Allied-held village of Moret. American forces are faring better in northern Tunisia. General George Patton's tanks and infantry are within an hour's drive of the sea, threatening to cut off Rommel's supply line. Now just east of El Guitar, Patton's forces are confronting 100 of Rommel's tanks, knocking out 30 of them at last report. The fighting continues on the Guitarian Pass and the Moret Line. This is Allied headquarters in North Africa, your correspondent Virgil Pinkley reporting. Calling the South Pacific Theater, come in Australia. Come in, Daryl Berrigan.
Australia here, General MacArthur's Allied headquarters, Daryl Berrigan reporting. A growing concentration of Japanese air power has been smashed in the southwestern Pacific. A pre-dawn bombing raid of three aerodromes at Jap stronghold Rabaul, New Britain, destroyed an incredible 250 Nipponese fighter aircraft and bombers, most of them on the ground. Reconnaissance discovered the massed planes yesterday and quickly responded with this raid an hour before sunrise. The attack lasted an hour, and Allied flyers were under intense anti-aircraft fire and a barrage of spotlights singling out Yank planes over Rabaul. Even so, not a single Allied bomber was lost. Rabaul is Japan's largest naval and air base outside of Japan itself, and is 500 miles northeast of the Allied base in Port Moresby, New Guinea. This is United Foreign Correspondent Daryl Berrigan calling India, calling correspondent Frank Martin in Qatar.
This is Calcutta. This is Allied British headquarters along the Indian front. Frank Martin reporting. After 15 months of setbacks, fighting a defensive war against the Japanese around Burma, Malaysia, and India, the British have gone on the offensive, trying to push Japanese troops from the Mayu Peninsula. British troops failed after four attempts to dislodge the enemy here. Qualified observers here say the effort was not in vain. With the attack into Burma, British troops accomplished three objectives.
They killed Japanese. They learned valuable lessons in jungle fighting. And they delayed what many thought would be a Japanese offensive into the heavily populated nation of India. It is well known that the fall of India would be a catastrophe in the Far East, crippling Allied efforts to contain the Japanese. This delay is vital because the monsoon season is only weeks away. After that, a full-scale attack is virtually impossible since about 300 inches of rain falls during the monsoon season. This is Allied Headquarters in Calcutta, your reporter Frank Martin speaking.
Along with British attacks on the Mayu Peninsula, the RAF bombed rail lines and other objectives just 60 miles west of Japanese-occupied Mandalay in Burma. British Foreign Secretary Anthony Eden told the Maryland legislature today that the war in the Far East will take much more strains and stresses, setbacks and sacrifice before victory is assured there. Mr. Eden assured Americans in his only scheduled speech while visiting the United States that Britain will fight with the U.S. until evil growth in the Pacific is destroyed. The new meat rationing plan to begin on Monday will allow each person 3 pounds of hamburger a week or 2 pounds of steak a week. But that much meat will mean nothing left over for other foods, including in the ration. If a person buys butter, cheese, lard, or canned fish, the amount of red meat will be reduced substantially. Firestone Store News Time is 6:07 Standard Wartime. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
The way I see it, Lou, I have only two choices to make it through this war. Get a job in a restaurant or become a cattle rancher.
I know this will be difficult for everyone, but there's a real danger there won't be enough food to go to our soldiers, our allies, and here at home without rationing. Besides, I can't picture you on top of a horse lassoing a bull.
Yippee-ki-yi-yay, Lou. Have you been tired lately? Well, Firestone can tire you out. It's in their spring sale. Oh, yeah. And now every car owner can have his tires recapped. No rationing certificate required. And incidentally, they also have some other good deals. 5-foot step ladder, $1.78. You can do the math on how many pennies there are in each foot. Hey, there's tissue. Ooh, look at this. $2.49 a gallon for paint. Covers any surface with just one coat. Boy, I'd favor that one. And seat covers for your car. Clean, crisp, and cool. Cool air. Coach and sedan sale, $4.37. Now, what bargains at Firestone now for you? That's 1327 Ogden Avenue, or dial 6791.
The Sioux Locks on the eastern end of Lake Superior have been declared a military zone. Army troops have been dispatched to Sault Ste. Marie to put a firmer grip on the important Sioux Locks. The Sioux Locks have more cargo pass through it than the Panama Canal and the Suez Canal combined. The State Assembly today voted 61-31 to create a new State Bar Association. The law will require all attorneys to belong to the bar. The measures already passed the State Senate, now goes to Governor Goodland for his signature. The War Production Board would like to get its hands on the City of Superior. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
Well, the City of Superior is just one of hundreds of ships that have sunk to Lake Superior's bottom over the past century. The War Production Board, the WPB, says these ships hold millions of tons of scrap iron and steel that could feed the ravenous steel mills and the war machine. At first, this seems like an impossible proposal, recovering long-sunken vessels from the cold, clear waters of Lake Superior. But the WPB is studying whether or not that this would be a cost-effective way to get metal badly needed in the war effort. Familiar names include the City of Superior, which sunk in 1857, or the L.C. Waldo, which left two harbors and wrecked on Gull Rocks Reef during the Great Storm of 1913. That storm claimed 40 ships and 235 lives. And the Pretoria and many others lost in the Apostle Islands. This could be controversial, Lou. Many of these ships still have members of the crew trapped inside.
Interesting, Mike. Thanks.
Yep.
Two Superior men are getting medals from Australia, the Dutch, and the British government for bravery. Averill Van Groningen and Robert Books are part of a crew of a Southern Pacific submarine that has sunk 11 Japanese ships. Seaman Van Groningen and Torpedo Man Books, a former Evening Telegram paperboy, have been in the battle of the Java Sea and the Makassar Straits. Their sub is the first to sink a Japanese aircraft carrier. Mr. Books left Central High School as soon as he turned 18. 4 months before graduating, he enlisted in the Navy in 1939. He was able to get his high school diploma with the help of the school superintendent, Angus Rothwell.
And congratulations, Torpedo Man Books and Seaman Van Groningen.
They'll fly the old Jolly Roger with a notch for each Jap ship that they've sunk.
Yes, sir. The skull and bones will put the fear into the lips. That's Lou Martin, the best newsman on the third floor of this building. He'd be even more popular if he'd stopped doing stories about rationing steaks and hamburgers. The United States Weather Bureau forecast for this March the 27th, 1943, expects no change. A low tonight of 19 degrees with a high tomorrow, well, war senses won't let me say. I'll just say that today's high was 35 degrees. Let's get to that Saturday night music, friends. Here's the Ray Noble Orchestra and Snooky Lanson and the boys on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
By the light,
oh, by the light
of the silvery moon, I want to spoon to my honey, I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon,
honeymoon,
keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon. By the light of that silvery moon, I want a spoon to my honey, baby, I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep on a shining in June. Your silvery beams bring love dreams, we'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
Swinging and a-lingering tonight with the big band music of the Ray Noble Orchestra and by the light of the silvery moon with Snooky Lanson and the boys on station KUWS. Folks, Millard Berg Photography is the superior studio that is the official photographer for the Dionne quintuplets when they visit here in May. And Millard Berg has complete picture framing, too. Millard Berg Photo is at 1509 Tower Avenue. A good place to go tonight is the Ritz, and starting tonight at the Ritz nightclub in Superior is Gordine, the magical humorist with surprises and laughs. And the Ritz features the Mamie Myrex band tonight as well. It's a Saturday night, time to gather around your old Philco and enjoy life. This is Edith Piaf, the French singer,
and La Vie en Rose with the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, sans mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en
nice number, boy. Just for you, too. From France, Edith Piaf and La Vie en Rose on station KUWS. Hiya, Lou.
I'd like to welcome Harriet Feurig, our lovely community editor, who's taking night classes at the vocational school so she can work in the shipyards and help the war effort.
Oh, Louis, you don't have to sound so sad when you say that. Everything will work out fine. You just wait and see.
How can you say that? Did you hear we're only going to get 2 pounds of steak a week starting Monday? And that's if I don't buy cheese or butter, and I want my cheese and butter.
I have a solution. You just wait and see. But I have some very important community news to pass along, everybody. Mrs. H.D. Seeley of the Superior Red Cross War Fund Drive says they've raised more than $6,000. Meeting in the elegant Andry Hotel, Mrs. Seeley complimented the campaign workers over a tasty Spam salad, but reminded everyone at today's luncheon that the goal is $34,000. The president of Garden Club Auxiliary No. 4, Mrs. W.J. Bond, says they will staff the Red Cross booth in the federal building next Thursday. Mrs. Bond says she'll take the first shift, followed by Mrs. J. Parenteau and then Mrs. George Putnick. Senior Hadassah in Superior has elected its officers. Mrs. Ben Markovich is president, Mrs. Jack Mandel and Mrs. Sam Berger vice presidents. Mrs. Meyer Shapiro will serve as secretary, Mrs. Henry Cohen, assistant, and Mrs. Leo Finn is financial secretary. Congratulations to Mrs. Axelberg. She's been appointed by Mrs. Emmy Doyle, the Bayfield County Block Plan Chairman, to organize Washburn's block plan. Washburn will be divided into 32 areas, with Mrs. Thomas Peterson, the West Side Lieutenant, and Mrs. James Murray, the East Side Lieutenant.
I have two questions. You said you have a solution to our rationing problems and Spam Salad. What the heck is that?
It's a wonder what you can do with Spam and Jell-O and fruit cocktail.
This war will spoil my appetite yet. Let's get back to the music, folks. We can all appreciate this next fine number. Here's Bob Crosby and the Bobcats with the Pied Pipers and the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
How's your romance? Well, thank your lucky star. Yes, thank your lucky star. It's doing fine. Keep your romance as sweet as candy bars. And thank your lucky star, like I thank mine. Everybody's living on less and less. Ah, but you're okay. You're such a big success. You've got your romance, and that's the only thing. They won't be rationing. They don't know how. So thank your lucky stars right now.
Says it all, folks. Bob Crosby and the Bobcats with Les Tremaine. And thank your lucky stars on station KUWS. All right, Harriet, what's your solution? Lou, take notes.
If someone were to ask me in a nice way, I might consider it.
I'm just trying to make sure we get it all down. Can you imagine trying to make do with only a couple of pounds of red meat every week?
You're getting rather bossy about all this.
Very funny. Extreme times call for extreme measures.
Now, boys, let's not quarrel. The solution is simple, and it's not cheating, and it's not part of the black market. It's even patriotic.
No intrigue, eh?
I was looking forward to something kind of reckless and dangerous.
More fun that way.
Sometimes the simplest solutions are the best. Governor Goodland is urging everyone to do it. Plant victory gardens. The governor says instead of hobbies like golf and tennis and fishing, people should plant victory gardens.
Good thing bowling is a winter sport.
I'll say.
We didn't have food rationing in World War I. People planted victory gardens. More than 5 million. Governor Goodland says we need to plant 12 million around the country. Even farmers should plant an extra plot for good vegetables.
I'm afraid I can't do a victory garden, Harriet.
It's not like you to not give it that old college try, Lewis.
You don't understand. It's not that I haven't tried.
The problem with Lou, Harriet, is that vegetables need to have some green, as in green thumb. Old Lou here is Mr. Brown Thumb.
I can't keep a plant in the house for more than 2 weeks without it flopping over and dying a slow, terrible brown death.
He's got one of those fake flower plants, and that keeled over, too.
Really, Jack, the very idea. We can help Uncle Sam and each other. You play some music, Jack. I need a minute.
I'm all a-twitter in suspense. Here's Randy Brooks and his orchestra with Marion Hutton, and I'm Gonna Love That Guy on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that guy he's the fella that I adore. Between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that guy like he's never been kissed before. And though I miss that guy, he's the fella I'm waiting for. We'll never part again. He'll hold my heart again forever and ever more. I'm gonna love that guy. He's never been loved before.
Take your mind off the troubles of the world, folks, for a bit this Saturday night. That's Marion Hutton singing I'm Gonna Love That Guy with Randy Brooks and his orchestra on station KUWS. Hey, Harriet, I was just reading this rationing stuff. They're rationing all meat, fresh, canned, and dried, even stuff like tongue and brains and heart and kidneys.
As much as I'll miss those delicious dishes.
And my favorite body organ, liver. They're even rationing liver, too.
Even bullion cubes, Jack. Here's the solution. We turn Lewis's backyard into a victory garden and take turns tending it. It'd be fun and patriotic. And we can make sure to plant lots of your favorites, like rutabagas and squash.
And Tiny Tim tomatoes?
What? Cooked tomatoes don't smell. I thought that food had to smell disgusting when you're cooking it. Or you didn't like it.
I call it aroma. Say, Harriet, what about meat? These vegetables are okay, but man does not live by bread alone, or vegetables. He needs meat.
That's an interesting interpretation of a Bible verse.
If God hadn't meant us to eat meat, he wouldn't have made it taste so good.
I can build a pen with my new training from the vocational school. We can raise a few pigs and chickens. A lot of people are doing it.
That won't work. It won't.
I'm willing to give it a try if Harriet builds the chicken coop.
It won't work. It won't work because of you, Jack.
I'll try my best.
Give Jack a chance, Lewis. He'll make sure the chickens and pigs are well fed and slopped.
Slopped? Oh, yeah, I can slop them.
This is what I see. We'll get three little pigs and a bunch of chicks, and Jack starts hanging out in the pen. He'll start playing with the little piglets, and before you know it, he'll give each one a name, and then he'll never let us take the animals to the slaughterhouse.
Give me a break. It's a chore, and that's all. The only name I'll give them is Bacon and Sausage, and maybe Little Lou.
Lewis is right, Jack. You can't get attached to the animals.
This will be a great new adventure. A victory garden and pork on the hoof. We make a great team.
Even with old Brown Thumb here.
And we bid adieu with yet another happy ending on the Martin and McKenna Show. I can't wait to get me a pair of bib overalls.
I didn't agree to wear bib overalls.
Oh, Lewis, you would look cute in bib overalls.
Picture Lou in his fedora and bib overalls.
I didn't agree to that.
We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, of course. And they don't ration bib overalls.
That's it. Maybe they'll ration bib overalls.
For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna urging everyone to buy war bonds. And good night.
You have been listening to Radio Superior 1943, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Foreign correspondent Daryl Berrigan is played by Paul Guggenheimer. All events reported on Radio Superior 1943 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1943. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.
We have a footnote to tonight's program. The two local servicemen mentioned in winning medals for their service while on submarine duty survived the war.
Averill Van Groningen was honorably discharged from the service in January 1946 and lived in the Superior area until he passed away in 1994. Robert Books also survived the war and was last known living in Superior in 1999.
Thanks to Ellen at the Douglas County Veterans Office for the information about the people who served our country. Good night.